so I want to share with you what I said at Shabbos Parshas Mishpatim. So in Parshas Mishpatim we have the famous pasuk where Klal Yisrael says, "Nasa v'nishma." The pasuk says, "Vayikach sefer abris." Moshe took the Book of the Covenant, and he read it in the ears of the nation. And they said, whatever Hashem said, we will do and we will hear. So we need to understand, you know, Klal Yisrael is praised for preceding Nasa to Nishma, for saying Nasa, saying we will do before we will hear. We need to understand, how is it possible at all to do before we hear what we're supposed to do? There's a medrash plia on this pasuk. The medrash says, "B'shasha amri Yisrael nasa v'nishma." At the time when Bnei Yisrael said nasa v'nishma, miyad amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'yikchu li truma. Immediately Hashem said, "V'yikchu li truma." Take to me a truma, which literally means an elevation. But it's the mitzvah of contributing to the Mishkan. So as soon as Bnei Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, "V'yikchu li truma." They shall take from me a truma. Shabbos Parshas Mishpatim was also Shabbos Shkolim, in which we read the parsha of the Machtzis HaShekel, where Hashem commands every Jew to contribute a half of a shekel. And all the Mefarshim tried to understand why a half shekel and not a whole shekel. Many, many, many reasons have been given for this. I'd like to offer yet another approach. Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding this mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel until Hashem showed him a Madbeya Shalesh, a fiery coin. Rashi brings this in the beginning of Parsha Shkolim. And Hashem showed him the fiery coin and said to him, "Moshe, kizeh yitnu," like this they should give. So we need to understand why Hashem showed him a fiery coin as opposed to a real coin. If Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding what to give, then it seemed that a real coin would be in order. Why would Hashem show him a fiery coin? The Parsha of Shkolim begins with Kisisa es Roish Bnei Yisrael. Hashem says to Moshe, when you raise the head of Bnei Yisrael, which means when you count them. But we need to understand why Hashem used this language of when you lift the head of Bnei Yisrael, as opposed to should have said Kisifkoid. You should, when you count Bnei Yisrael. Why did Hashem use the word Kisiso as Roish, when you lift their heads? So I'd like to suggest we can understand this based on a Bnei Yisoschar. The Bnei Yisoschar, I believe, brings this from the Megal HaMukos, that the word Yisrael, says the Bnei Yisoschar, is made up of two words, Li Roish, which means to me is a head, Li Roish. Now, the Bnei Yisoschar points out that Li, the word Li, are the external letters of the word Yisrael. Right? The first letter of Yisrael is a Yud, and the last letter is a Lamed. So the most external letters of Yisrael are Li, and the internal letters are Roish, Reish Aleph Shin. So the Bnei Yisoschar has his own approach as to how he uses this, and I'd like to suggest another approach. And I'd like to suggest that the letters Li, which are the external letters of Yisrael, represents the external act of all the mitzvahs that we do, the davening, the learning, everything that we do, there's the external component to it, which is the act. That's represented by the word Li, which are the external letters of the word Yisrael. Rosh, the internal letters of Yisrael represent the internal component of every mitzvah, which is the pnimius, the heart and the mind, the kavana, the love, the fear, the awe, the simcha, all of those, all of the internal components that we invest in a mitzvah that we do, or in a davening that we daven, or in a learning, a Torah learning that we learn. All of that is represented by the word Rosh, which actually means the head, which means the mind, the mindfulness that we invest into the internal part of a mitzvah. That is all represented by the internal letters of the letter of the word Yisrael, which is Reish Aleph Shin, Rosh. Now, it's necessary for every mitzvah to have both components. Both the Li and the Rosh are very important. One needs the external act of the mitzvah. Without the external act of the mitzvah, if we would just claim to only be involved internally, we have a Jewish heart and to meditate on godliness without having the external component of the mitzvah, it would not last. It's something that times have proven that those who have suggested that we should just be involved with the internal part of the mitzvah, just the heart, or just the mind, without doing the external part of the mitzvah, without the actual davening, or the actual performance of the mitzvah, or the actual Torah learning, then time have proven that it is not lasting. It doesn't endure. So the external act of the mitzvah is very necessary to create a vessel for the pnimius to be able to last. It requires to have the li in order for the rosh, which is the internal part of the mitzvah, to be able to last. It requires for us to have the li, the external part of the mitzvah, as the kli to hold on, to preserve the pnimius of the mitzvah. Now, despite the fact that, as mentioned, the external part of the mitzvah is necessary, the pnimius of the mitzvah is the ikar. It is the main part of the mitzvah. It's the rotzayin, it's the desire and the ahava and the yira and the simcha that we invest in the mitzvah. That is the ikar of the mitzvah. That is what connects us to the Rabbeinu Shalom, which is the whole purpose of the mitzvah. Nevertheless, as mentioned, you can't do that without having the externality of the mitzvah as well. The Shechina, when the Pasuk says, V'shachanti b'soicham, the Pasuk says, I will dwell, Hashem says, I will dwell, my Shechina will dwell within a Yid. That means within b'soicham, which means in their toich, in their pnimius. The Shechina only dwells when there's pnimius. And that's why the Pasuk says, V'asu li migdash. The V'asu, the act, the external act, which is li, V'asu li migdash. That's the sanctuary. That's just the keli. V'shachanti, but where do I dwell, says Hashem? B'soicham, I dwell in the pnimius. So when we perform mitzvahs by rote, and we just do the physical component of the mitzvah, whether we're doing the mitzvah by rote, or we're davening by rote, or we're just learning by rote without thinking about what we're doing and who we're doing it for. If there's no pnimius, if there's no ahava, if there's no love, if there's no awe, if there's no simcha, then it lacks shchina. Because all the osuli is a migdash. It creates a sanctuary. But in that sanctuary, you still need the Ashras HaShchina. The Ashras HaShchina is besoicham. It's only when there's pnimius. And it is corresponding to these two components that Bnei Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma. We will Nasa, that means we'll do the physical act. We'll create the keli. We'll create the vessel. V'nishma, and also our heart will be attentive. We will invest our heart and our mind into what we're doing. And as soon as the Rebbein Shlomo heard that Bnei Yisrael are prepared to accept both components, the Nasa and the Nishma, the Li and the Rosh, the external and the internal, that's when the Rebbein Shlomo said, V'yikhu Li Truma. They should now take the Li, which is the act, the Nasa, and they should raise it to the next level. V'yikhu Li, take the Li Truma and raise it, elevate it. And the pasuk continues, Me'es kol ish asher yidvenu liboy. They should raise it to a point that every person should have the asher. The asher is the aleph shin resh, which are the internal letters. And how does a person raise the li to asher to have the middle letters as well? That's through yidvenu liboy. That's by contributing one's heart. That is the direct response to Nasa v'nishma. If you really mean Nasa v'nishma, that after the Nasa, you're prepared for the Nishma, then v'yikhu li truma, you need to raise the li to Asher yidvenu liboy. That there should be the Asher component also, which is the contribution of the heart. And that's what the Rebbein Shlomo says to Moshe. Ki siso es roish b'nei Yisrael. If you want to raise b'nei Yisrael to the level of roish, to that they should not just act externally, but they should invest their heart into the mitzvahs, then tell them that they should contribute to the Mishkan the Machtes HaShekel. Meaning that Bnei Yisrael should understand that whatever they physically contribute to the Mishkan is only half of the shekel, and that there's another half that needs to be given as well, which is their heart. Let them realize that whatever they donate, whatever they contribute to the Mishkan, is only machzis hashekel. And when Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty, what is this machzis? What do you mean whatever they give is machzis? What is the other machzis? What is the other half? That's when the Rabbeinu Shalom showed him the matbea shalesh. You want to know what the other half is? The other half is the fire, the enthusiasm, the excitement, the simcha, the love, the fear. That's all represented by the matbea shalesh. That's the other half. If they want the Hashras HaShchina, then there needs to be the Matbea Shalesh. That is the Rosh. That is Kisiso as Rosh B'nai Yisrael. If you want to raise them from the Li to the Rosh, then they have to understand that whatever they do physically is just half of the coin. And the other half is the Matbea Shalesh. To be true, each and every one of us, to be a true Yisrael, which includes both the Li and the Rosh. And by doing so, we should be zoicha that the Rebbein Shlomo should be mashre his Shechina among us, in the base of Migdash Ashlishi, Bevias Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehera V'yameinu Amen.